welcome to a new deep dive podcast, The Feed. I'm Andy Tarnoff, joined by Aaron Labor after many starts and stops. This whole thing came about just by clicking things and seeing what happens. So let's just keep doing that. Okay. Well, for that matter, tell me why we are doing a deep dive podcast called The Feed.
Well, without going into a deep dive into yet like the entire thing, I've been really into Facebook Marketplace lately.
Yeah.
I started with a search for a car, as you know, but our audience doesn't yet. So, and it was the unique experience of being a single man and having the freedom to get any car I wanted. And I've never had that experience before. And so I like really, really enjoyed it. And when I found my car, I thought it was time to stop looking for things or time to look for other things. So long story short, I've been finding so much personal internal entertainment in looking at these listings, and all I want to do is share them with people. And the more I told you about it, the more we decided this would be a really fun thing to, try. So here we are.
Got multiple screens, and we're actually in the same room. So in previous deep dive podcasts, whether it be MH370 or Wine Acoustics, we were remote, which you'd think would be actually really challenging, and it is, because the continuity feels strange when you're talking to someone. It's like having a Zoom call. Doing it in person is a different challenge because we have all these screens all over the place. There's one up there.
This is episode one. It's a big experiment, and we're going to see what happens.
Okay.
I mean, all it really is me sharing some fun things with my best friend here and doing what we've been doing for 40 years, which is just wondering, being curious, and having fun with it.
Quietly judging.
That's on you. I am not here to judge anybody. I do want to come at this, and that's a good thing you bring up. I want to come at this from an empathetic place.
Okay.
There's going to be opportunities to laugh at people, and I'm sure
we will.
I'm sure we will do some laughing at people, but also, yes, I would like to try to laugh with people, to give them the grace when we can.
Okay.
But let's just see. Everyone's doing their best, right? They're putting their stuff out here. These are just people. These are not professional salespeople. These are not professional business people. They're just folks trying to,
sell their shit.
Yeah. They're just trying to move on from some things. And as you'll see, we've got some really, really fun things to see what they're trying to move on from.
Let's deep dive into it.
These are all things that you could move on to if you would like to. These are oftentimes live listings. So,
Okay. And we're based in Milwaukee, so a lot of these are going to be local, but not all of them.
Wait till you see.
I'm ready.
Let's do it. So here's the first one. I'm putting your attention to the screen here. This is a listing for glass cutting kit and woof carving kits.
What's a woof carving kit?
I'm not exactly sure, but
I'm assuming that's a wood carving kit.
I thought about wolves for a moment, but wolf carving, that would be kind of weird. I mean, it's probably some sort of wood carving kit, but Melissa's going to tell us all about it. So let's go to the video and see what she has to say.
If you're creative, an artist, you do wood carving, glass cutting, I got the tools that you need. Make me an offer and we'll go from there.
Great. And as you can see, that didn't tell us very much. So the fact is everything must go, but you're going to have to come take a look if you want to find out more about the artists that she is referring to.
Does she have some photos in here or
no?
Okay.
All right, here, let's go to another one. I've got one that does not involve a video. This is just a picture. And the funny thing is when you're clicking on these and you've got a big, field of stuff and then you see this in a little thumbnail and like could not resist. And then I saw the title. Is it Don Quixote or just some sexy Spaniard?
Both.
I mean, that does seem like an and or, but you have manifested this opportunity, which honestly spoke to me because that is how I've been kind of treating Facebook Marketplace. I've been letting it manifest my opportunities.
Yeah, that's called the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
It did the manifesting for you.
Well, right. I mean, technically, but who manifested the algorithm?
Mark Zuckerberg?
No. Who manifested my algorithm?
You.
Exactly.
I see your point. Okay.
So, sorry. I mean, I have been hearing from folks when I've been telling them about this and I've been sharing some links. They have been saying, I want your algorithm. Like they're jealous of my algorithm because
it doesn't work that way.
It's been really good.
Okay.
So anyway, you have manifested this opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. Yes. This three-dimensional stud in all his vintage glory could soon be hanging on your wall. He looks to have been carefully carved from the trunk of a gnarly swamp cedar, but no, this is a faux bois made from molded foam. So lifting him to his rightful place in your home will be much easier on your back and your drywall. Here, check this out. Look at this. This is a good time to like take a deeper dive into this guy. Look at.
I would not have expected that to be molded foam. I would have thought
that
was, was some sort of carefully carved cedar from the trunk of a gnarly swamp cedar.
I assumed it was, but it is not.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool.
Look at that. So look at that. It's really lightweight, and it makes an astounding sculptural piece of Spanish Revival art yours. Someone has loved him since the 1970s, and now it's your turn. If you choose, you know?
I actually like that. I don't know if I would pay $75 for it, but I like it.
I know, right? Exactly. Some of these things are like, wait a minute, what? And then as you dive in, so here, check this out. Wowie! Alive Elvis Presley animatronic robot works, and it's awesome. First come, first served. So they're not holding this for anybody. I saw this little thumbnail and was freaked out as
well. Well, that doesn't look very much like Elvis from that picture.
It doesn't. It doesn't look like Elvis. No. Mm-mm. But it does work great. I'm not entirely 100% sure how all the buttons work. Read manual. So, you know.
Does it come with the manual?
Let's see. I think it does. Let's see. Yeah, there it is. There's the manual. We've had it for quite a while. Some of his leather jacket is peeling off a bit, but that does not affect the functions. Okay, so don't fear, even though some of the leather is peeled off, this animatronic Elvis Presley robot still functions. And
go on there. Sold as is, no returns. This is super rare, and I know what I have. 150 firm.
Wait a minute. 150 firm?
Except the price says 145.
I think he's driving.
And then only 4 days, I might add.
Yeah, that's.
I have some questions about this.
Yeah, do you want to?
Yeah, scroll through the photos, please.
So there's the manual. If you'd like to read the manual prior to purchasing, you do have that option because he's photographed every single page of it. I got to tell you.
Could you have not rotated the camera a little bit?
That would have been an option. I think this Elvis looks more like the animatronic Elvis. Like it looks like that animatronic Elvis's hair has grown a bit. Look at that.
Is this made out of human hair? That doesn't look like the same Elvis.
That is
okay.
Something weird's going on.
All right, so there's some pages. There's
a lot of there you got voice, you've got alive. you can
reanimate it, like actually turn it.
I mean, what, he is an alive Elvis Presley, so
okay.
And there you go. But yeah, there's some sort of wedge cut going on with this. I don't remember that.
Do you think maybe it just needs to be combed?
Do you think that this is like fan fiction, like some sort of envisioning if Elvis hadn't died and he'd made it through the 80s?
Yeah.
Would he have gone in this more androgynous, metrosexual wedge haircut?
This is kind of peculiar. Is that microphone, does that have a wire or is that wireless?
Let's see. We can go
cut through there.
Like if we go back one, we are going to see that there is a plug, but I cannot tell because it cuts off.
Okay. I can't really tell what's going on here because I can't tell if this is really old or really new.
This picture definitely appears it's wired. But then again, this Elvis looks totally different than the other Elvis. So
what is this thing?
I don't know. You know, we can Google it. Well, we might, you know what we can do if people are interested. Send in questions and we can do some follow-up stuff.
I'm also kind of, yeah, I'm perplexed.
There's research that can be done.
I'm perplexed as to why Elvis is in such rough shape. Like, has this thing been thrown around or stored in a weird place? Obviously, his hair is...
Listen, I do want to remind you that despite the lack of punctuation, we've had it for quite a while, okay? Some of his leather jacket is peeling off.
No, I understand.
That's what happens when you have... Where
do they store it outside?
When you have an Wowie... Is Wowie the brand name?
Yes, I am alive.
That's wrong. Everybody, that's wrong.
Hey, baby.
Everybody on the cell block was down to the jail. That's wrong.
I get lonesome sometimes.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place.
Music should be something that makes you move. Don't criticize what you don't understand, son. I just act the way I feel. I'd shake your hand, but I can only move my little finger. And it's gone. The car made a good time. I'm about ready to sing. You got me in the mood for talking. Went to the Army in 1958. I made some movies, but as years went by, I really missed the people. I really wanted to get back in front of live audiences, and so here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building.
This one's kind of cool. I kind of like this.
See, this is what happens. Each one starts out weird.
I don't think it's worth 150 or 145.
No, of course none of them are. Right.
Well,
you know, give it another day. Would you like to try another one?
Yes, I would.
Great. So this is Problematic Lamps. This is what I like to call this. Now, this is sold, so don't get too invested.
What makes them problematic?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Because they mean that could be like they're offensive. It could be that they don't work well. It could be they're just jerks.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of different ways that things can be problematic. Okay. So first of all, they're problematic lamps seeking a bad home. North Chicagoland, $30 for all. MCM, mid-century parts vintage. All right. This is in Highland Park. $30, merely $30. But you got to go to Highland Park to get it. Anyway, and you can't, so don't do it. Presented for your disapproval.
This is like sarcastic. They're trying to sell. It's like liquid death water or something. This is gonna murder your thirst.
The Malort of lamps.
Yeah, perhaps. I don't know if anyone's gonna get that, but okay. So
this is from Illinois.
Yeah,
anyway,
go on.
Presented for your disapproval, a lineup of lighting sure to underwhelm. Let's discuss their varying inadequacies in turn. Trigger warning: missing finials. We should start with the atomic table lamp. I pulled this dusty beast off the streets of the Mission neighborhood when I first moved to San Francisco in 1995. Oh my God, 1995. Some of the dust is definitely Nag Champa incense. And if you hold your head up to it, I'll bet you can hear the entirety of the Tori Amos Little Earthquakes. I've held onto it for naught but sentimentality. And I have more than enough keepsakes, thanks. In addition to what seems like baked on grime, it's also missing its finial. Like most of my old lamps, we must have repurposed them over the years, I guess. Did they become doll hats? Dear God, where are all the finials? Are you done? You've had enough of
this? Well, I want to see the damn lamps because you know what? This is just, okay. It's clever, but it's wordy. And
they're cool. These are cool lamps. Okay, I hear
you. What are they really getting at here?
Well,
that they're just old and
these are
crappy?
All the lamps. Yeah, they don't work. Yeah, but they don't work. They're missing finials. I don't know.
That's not what a finial is. Just
look,
the thing that
they some of them have slick. I don't even have a finial. My shade is attached with dirty putty, and I'm ashamed. See, these are problematic lamps. They're self-aware problematic lamps.
All right, how much are these things?
$30
for all of
them. Yes.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I think that person put way too much effort.
I reluctantly function intermittently. Enjoy inconsistency. I'm the lamp for you. I live to mildly disappoint. This is funny, right?
Yes.
I want to be friends with these people.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Okay, so you're taking this in a more positive.
My bass has some chips and my drum shade is a bit crumpled. And I like bad music. Bad music. These are some clever people.
Maybe I'm just grumpy because I was in Chicago traffic all day.
So. Oh, yeah. Are you feeling triggered?
I feel
there was a trigger warning.
Bad finials. I left it in Chicago.
Are you attached with dirty putty to your base?
Next.
All right. Anyway, that's a long one. Yeah. So that's enough attention for that. I went far afield. Okay. I didn't want to just get Wisconsin stuff. So I started looking around. This is from Florida. I figured that was a good place to start. This is Talking Sheriff Grady Judge. It's a limited supply. First come, first serve. $30 each.
Being sold at the Central County Jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is legit. Okay, so clearly this...
Oh, no, that's real.
Right, but I mean, this is, you know, it's for charity.
Yeah.
Look at that.
No, I know. It is. Yeah, but
so
it's still funny.
If Grady Judd is your sheriff, then you might...
Absolutely. And by all means, I mean, this is probably a good cause. I'm hoping he's a good sheriff. So, you know, go ahead and support Grady Judd if you know him. I don't know him, so I can't endorse him. But do you have any other questions about Talking Sheriff Grady Judd?
So to me, this is one that would make sense if it had a video or an audio track so you could hear what Grady
cool?
Judd talks about.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, it's just one photo on that one?
That's it. Yeah, no, that's all you
website
get.
Website to link to more information?
No, nothing. No, nothing. Nope.
Okay. No, no weird typos or anything.
Well, this one's a little more professional, right? You know, it's a real guy, real deal.
Oh, by the way, the proceeds go to the Polk Sheriff Charities, so that could be them. We don't know what the charities are.
That's a good point. There are real quotes in his own voice, by the way, from some of his many Polk County Sheriff's Office news conferences and something.
Okay, now I'm actually digging into this a little bit.
It just warms my heart to put bad guys in the county jail.
I gotta have to look this guy up because unless he is a character, like...
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That's one thing he says.
I think we're talking about Bartow, Florida, which I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's in the Tampa area.
Yeah, he might say that.
That was such a train wreck. The only thing we didn't see was ... I went to Oklahoma.
Literally?
No.
Okay.
On Facebook Marketplace, Oklahoma, I was looking around to see if anything interesting was going on, and this caught my eye. All right? This is a snow shack, right? Now, this is business potential. So that... I'm always looking for business potential, as you know.
You're a businessman.
Yeah. I'm always looking for a deal. I'm always moving and I'm grooving. And so I saw that and I wanted to read up on it, especially because it's a sweet deal. It went from $8,500 down to $5,500. I'm like, this looks like it's falling apart a little bit. So I'm like, what's $5,500? Well, this was a snow cone shack before. So that's cool. It has a vent hood in it, 3-compartment sink, blah, 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 blah. It needs some TLC. I'm like, okay, fine. But look at this. 2 posts later, snow cone stand for sale. There is some sort of Tulsa area, Oklahoma snow cone stand.
Is that the same one?
No, it's different. Look, this one's only $29.95. This one doesn't have crooked windows or anything.
Oh, so you think like some snow cone...
Something is happening with the snow cones in Oklahoma. I don't know.
Are they the same seller?
No, they're not. That's the thing. This is Sean. And this one is Chris. I mean,
that's kind of weird.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Do you think like they know each other? Do you think
they were such fierce competitors that they ran each other out of business, and now they're just liquidating?
And now they're
snow cones.
Maybe it's been like a race to the bottom, and it continues on Facebook Marketplace. They're just like they put each other out of business. Now he's like, I'm gonna sell my stand before Sean does, and Sean's like, I got undercut Chris. And Chris is like, and then Chris
no
came back
politics.
And dropped it down to 55. He's like, listen, I've still got a lot of value here compared to Sean's piece of crap. You know?
That's tragic.
Right?
I think that's probably what happened.
I mean, maybe it's a seasonal thing, and maybe these things like the geese, they flock out in the winter.
And they get new ones.
Come back in
the spring. I mean, we are, it might be out of season.
So anyway, I don't know what's going on in the ground in Oklahoma, but something's happening with the snow cone situation. I think we might need to go check it out.
So road trip.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That is the thing. I want to say just on a general note that looking around outside of Wisconsin has been challenging because I forget that I can't buy the thing I'm looking at.
So I was going to ask you, I mean, it's one thing to sit around and just, you know, look at listings, but do you ever actually buy some of this stuff?
Do I ever buy stuff?
I know the answer, but
yes, I do.
See, I'm queuing you up for this one.
Thank you so much,
my friend.
Thank you so much. I do buy. I have been buying things, and some things I've been buying just because I like them. Some things I've been buying because I'm looking into like reselling vintage stuff. That's a bigger project. But some things now I've been buying just to show you for this podcast.
I'm here for it.
The real fun things are both, and you don't even know about this yet.
I don't know about any of this.
You don't know about any of it. Both the item that I got and the experience getting it.
Oh my God.
Right? Are you ready to see this?
Can you
believe it? Now there's like a double surprise here because you don't even know that I got this cool thing for our inaugural podcast, but I have a new reveal guy. So here, I'm just going to move this out of the way for the moment so I can make sure. So I got us this cake dish.
Oh, that's for the podcast?
Yeah. The cake dish is not the surprise. The cake dish is hiding.
I still find it surprising.
I know. Exactly. Okay. That's what I said. It's a double surprise. This is just, I thought it would be a fun little guy. You just pull that guy and we pull that guy. Now you can reveal the surprise.
Oh, I know about this.
Oh, you know about this.
I don't know about this one of them,
but
this model
exists.
Well, yeah, the Brewers' Wives have been their wife's charity.
I know.
Yeah, they've
I know,
been
but this is 82. This
wow.
is the one from 82.
So people need to know
that
this is the year that the Milwaukee Brewers won the AL East pennant and went to the World Series and unfortunately lost in game 7 against the St. Louis Cardinals. This is pretty amazing here.
Yeah. You should. You want to show it to the to your camera or something? Show them the team pictures. I think the team picture is amazing. As is the whole team picture, and then there's the wives team. And
hey,
yeah, we know some of those people.
I do.
Yeah,
Mrs. Yount.
Yeah,
I know her.
Yeah,
that's great.
Right.
Tony Migliaccio,
mm-hmm.
still with the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in here, there's a bat boy whose name is Craig Counsell. Wow.
So yeah.
Have you made any of these yet?
No. No, I barely cracked it. I wanted to, like, save it, but I thought, it, you know, I didn't want to really get into it yet, but there's a wealth of information in there. Yeah.
Oh,
so many
like
recipes.
I would like to look into this.
Yes.
This looks
yes.
great. Microwave Fiesta Chicken. Well, they call it Chicken Kiev, but Chicken Kiev would be the appropriate way to pronounce that now.
There's a lot of things that did not age well in that book, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't feel like this is the kind of food you make for your professional baseball player husband, but...
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool. I like it. How much you pay for that?
$10.
Money well spent.
$10. Yeah, yeah. And met a lovely woman who had so many fun things to say about why she loves doing this kind of stuff.
That's awesome, Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is the first time I've really used Marketplace.
Really? Are you serious?
And it's just, it's been great because
cool.
here's yeah. your What's yeah. Cooking.
I know. You don't know how excited right. I am for this. Oh my gosh.
1980.
Even pre-World Series.
But it is the,
oh no, 82.
This is 82.
82. It yeah, is, yeah. It's the, this is the championship
This is
cookbook.
The best
oh
part
gosh,
is the, look how young everybody is.
Look at this.
Look at that. That's the team photo right there.
And you have your little travel cribbage board.
Oh, I forgot I had that.
Unless
oh,
you don't
yeah.
want it.
No, I totally want it. Okay. I just forgot. Look at that. Look at that cute little travel cribbage board I got.
Oh, this has to be, I don't know, 50s.
Oh,
I've had it for a long time. As a kid, I used to love to buy all old things.
Yeah.
And now I live
and
in D.C.
Extra old.
Well, I go to D.C. because I'm a tour guide out there.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going through all my old things and...
Oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
It's really hard, but yeah. I'm like sharing them with some happy or excited.
Well,
because I'm sharing them with somebody else.
Oh, I'm super
repurposing. Everyone had a reason why they were getting what they were getting. There are people that were hugging me and crying. And like I've looked for this forever and never thought I'd find it.
Oh,
so,
that's so cool.
That makes you feel better when you're parting with something. I come back in the house. She's like, you were out there a long time. I'm like, you won't believe the story. It's like this really great.
You got another
story.
One now, right?
You're right, so you're right. I do.
Cribbage. I totally forgot about this cute cribbage board. Look at this cute little clasp.
It is.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah.
I don't want to spill it by opening it the wrong way. Yep. Nope. No. Oh, it's all good. Oh,
yeah,
it's all
slowly
closed. Oh, look at that. How smart are they?
Yeah.
Look at that. That's so cool.
Yeah, I don't remember you. Like, do I remember you playing cribbage and backgammon?
I got to tell you, that's been one of the really fun things about doing this. I thought it would just be kind of silly and kitschy and weird, and it is. But also, it's like a little window into, like, life. Like, I've heard some really cool stories from people, and I'm, like, excited to, like, hear more. Like, everybody has these little experiences with people, like, getting things they never thought they'd see again, or, you know, just, like, super happy that this thing that you love found a new home, and, you know... It sounds silly, and there's a lot of people that are just haggling for deals and don't show up, and there's weird stories too, but there's also this like little touch of humanity. Maybe those are the ones that stick with people more, you know, when they think about the things that that they're doing. So anyway, it's super fun.
That's a pretty good way to wrap up our inaugural episode of
yeah.
Deep Dive, The Feed.
Yeah.
If you like this or if you think it's insane... Preferably like it and think it's insane. You should be liking and subscribing on our YouTube channel. You should also be checking out our other podcasts within the Deep Dive Podcast Network, Deep Dive MH370, Deep Dive Wine Acoustics with Courtney Taylor from the Dandy Warhols, and more to come.
So much fun.
You got some of these saved up, right? We got some
so
material.
Many. But also, I was going to say, I think people have the ability to message us, right?
Yeah.
They could send us a link if they see something silly that they think that would be fun for us to talk about.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Great.
See how it goes.
All right.
We'll be back at you soon. A Deep Dive, The Feed.
Bye-bye.